This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lots of criticism from U.S. Vice President Mike Pence of European allies for their stance on Iran in a speech at the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
Time has come for our European partners to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and join us as we bring the economic and diplomatic pressure necessary to give the Iranian people, the region, and the world the peace, security, and freedom they deserve.
Pence also repeated the U.S. support for Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido.
Maduro's socialism has shrunk their economy by nearly half. More than 9 out of 10 people live in poverty in what was once one of the wealthiest countries in our hemisphere.
Pence repeated Washington's call for European NATO allies to do more to meet their military spending targets and cautioned against developing economic links with Moscow. Moscow's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, took the stage later Saturday and said Europe was losing out because of its stance on Russia. A U.S. military transport plane carrying humanitarian aid meant for Venezuelans landed in the Colombian border city Saturday, where food and medicine is being stored amidst uncertainty over how and where aid will be distributed. U.S. Aid Administrator Mark Green said the shipment is the latest arrival of large-scale U.S. and international aid for Venezuelans.
To be very clear, this is not the first shipment, nor will it be the last shipment, not only from the United States, but we know that many other countries are joining as well.
Many Venezuelans have scant access to food and medicine since opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president in defiance of socialist president Nicolas Maduro. And Michael Calvi, the founder of a Moscow-based private equity firm Baring Vostok Capital Partners and one of the country's largest standing and most prominent American investors, is still being held for nearly 2 months on charges of embezzlement. This is VOA News. Life in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, and its suburbs slowly began to return to normal Saturday. Public transportation was up and running, too, after protest leaders announced a reprieve, but some neighborhoods remained blocked due to leftover makeshift barricades. Banks, supermarkets, and stores were open for business, and residents were out on the streets, according to VOA Creole's reporters. People had lined up to buy water in Port-au-Prince neighborhoods Saturday morning. Protest leaders, however, say that they will be back in the streets Sunday to continue pressuring the president to resign. The disgraced former American cardinal Theodore McCarrick is now the highest-profile Vatican figure to be dismissed from priesthood. Reuters' Francis McGuire.
The Vatican announced on Saturday that he has been dismissed from its ranks of clergy. This makes McCarrick the most high-profile member of the church to be forcibly removed in modern times. McCarrick was once the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., and had gathered a reputation as a power broker before the scandal hit. When he was initially demoted from the rank of cardinal last July, it was the first time someone had been stripped of such a title in almost 100 years. And Saturday's announcement comes just days before a major summit at the Vatican where top clergy will discuss the global sexual abuse crisis.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. The general overseeing U.S. forces in the Middle East flew into Iraq Sunday for talks with U.S. and Iraqi officials, expected to focus on ensuring that Islamic State cannot stage a resurgence after U.S. troops withdraw from neighboring Syria. U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, head of the U.S. Central Command, made no remarks to reporters upon landing in Iraq, where he was expected to get battlefield briefings on the final push to retake the remnants of Islamic State's once vast territory in Syria. He was also expected to discuss with officials in Baghdad what impact the U.S. withdrawal might have on Iraq, where Islamic State has already shifted to guerrilla hit-and-run tactics after losing all of its territory. The last defenders of the Islamic State terror group's self-proclaimed caliphate are surrounded in a small neighborhood in the eastern Syrian village of Baghouz, facing imminent defeat, according to the commander of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The assessment follows days of slow and difficult fighting as IS clings to an ever-shrinking sliver of land, pausing only for intermittent negotiations over a possible surrender that so far has failed to materialize. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.